notice for the bylaws amendments. We're now convening. We just called a roll. We have established quorum. First, I suppose there's an excuse absence.
I'm sorry, point of order?
Yes, Serene.
We need to do attendance for the stream.
Okay.
That was just a preliminary check to see if we could go
for
the stream.
Would you call the roll for the stream?
Brian Edwards Tigert.
Here.
Janice Lane, you were to ask for an excused absence. We should deal with that shortly. Jose Luis Fuentes.
Here.
Janet Coburn. Coburn.
Present.
All right. Thank you, Margie. Margie Wilkinson.
I'm here.
Rodrigo Agueta.
Present there.
Lydia Brazon.
Here.
Kim Kaufman.
Here.
Juan Treyes.
Here.
Adriana Casanez.
Present.
Thank you. Hank Lamb.
Here.
And George Reiner. Can't hear you, George. Richard Uzel.
Here.
Carolyn Burden.
Here.
Janet Coleman.
Here.
Serene Roberts is present. Manager Sabah.
Present.
Jim Brown.
Here.
Benito Diaz.
Presente.
Lizette King.
Yes, I'm here.
Heather Gray.
Here.
Tony Norman.
Tony Norman is present.
We have a quorum, Chair.
This is Tony Norman, Vice Chair, presiding. We have an excused absence request. Is there any objection to excusing Janet Lane Hewitt?
No objection, but I have a point of information. Carolyn, please.
Yes, Carolyn, what's your point of information?
Yes, Margie is a chair, and I didn't hear any reason why she was turning over the chair to you. Is there any reason for that?
Well, she's already stated since she's acting as interim executive director, she wasn't going to be presiding as chair also. There's a conflict of interest.
Conflict of interest?
What is that?
I don't believe so.
But that's the reason.
This is Kim. I'd like to be recognized.
On what's your point?
Well,
point of information or point of order?
Neither. I'd like to be recognized.
We're discussing excusing absences.
We're discussing excusing absences. Are you speaking to that?
I'd still like to be recognized.
Well, we're discussing excused absences. So
That
was more than excused absences.
Is there any objection to excusing Janet Lane's absence?
Okay, well, I have a point of, I'm not sure what, but I would really like you to say her name correctly. She has corrected you. It's Janice with an S.
Okay. Janice with an S. I'm sorry, I stand corrected. Okay, now we're going on to the...
No, we're not going anywhere. Why are you in the chair?
I just don't know why I was in the chair, Ms. Key.
This is Kim.
Night.
I'd like to be recognized.
Good night.
Margie. This is Kim. I'd like to be recognized.
Point of order, Chair?
Yes. Lawrence, what's your point of order?
My point of order is that I believe the chair has the prerogative to either chair or not chair, and that the vice chair is there in the case that the chair... may decide to exercise that prerogative. So I don't know what all the fuss is about.
Point of order.
Who is that?
Janet
point
Coleman.
Of order.
And this is Kim with a point of order.
I think, who is that? I didn't, who is
Benito.
That first? Somebody first call a point of order. Okay, Benito?
If I'm hearing correctly, we're still on the issue of the request for excused absence, and the chair asked if anybody had a problem with it, but I don't think that's been resolved yet unless I didn't hear something.
No, it hasn't been. We were waiting if anyone had nobody. Is there any objection?
So if that's the case, then all this other discussion at the moment is out of order.
Point of order, please.
We're going to dispose of the points of order first.
Why? You can't dispose of points of order.
Well, I got to get. I'm not. When I say dispose,
no, they take
I mean,
precedence over everything.
I'm agreeing with you.
Okay.
I'm saying we got to get to them. Okay. Carolyn Burton, you had a point of order.
I had a point.
Yes,
of order.
I.
I'm going to get to you after Carolyn.
I'm afraid Janet was ahead of me.
Oh, you go first. Go ahead.
Thank you, Henry.
Carolyn, what's
well,
your point?
I think this is the remarks by the previous member before Janet were somewhat dilatory. I think the point is that the chair can't just drop being chair whenever she feels like it. And I would really appreciate it, with all the respect to your chairing, if the chair would chair as is her function. Thank you.
Janet Coleman, what's your point?
Yeah, I do want to say that I read on various listservs today emails revealing that the reason that Margie relinquished the chair job was so that Luzette wouldn't vote.
That's not a point of order.
Because Luzette has made it a point of honor not to stay at meetings if you are chair.
That's not a point of order.
It is a point of order.
Point
it is order debate. That is not your motive for putting yourself in the chair. The reason is so low Luzette will not attend. That's the reason. It's in print. You can read it.
Well,
it's on a list you're even subscribed to.
Margie has consistently given her reasons, but okay.
No, she hasn't. Given her reasons, and they now exist in print. The
point
reason is so
privilege.
Luzette won't vote.
Point of order.
Margie had a point of personal privilege. Yes, Margie.
Well, I have said consistently that I will not chair and be IED at the same time. Frankly, I don't want to be IED. I'd like to get out of this job. But right now, I'm doing it until this board makes a decision. And I have said that I won't chair, and because I think it's there is a conflict of interest. I objected when Summer did it, and I won't do it myself. And I have, in the past, when I have been IED, which is like, you know, this is my second go-round, I have not chaired the meetings, and I've asked the vice chair to chair. I think that's a perfectly reasonable thing to do. In fact, I think it's a principled thing to do. So
was Tony Norman always the vice chair, and was Luzette always the person who left the meeting? That
call
might be more
order.
Appropriate.
You're out of order. You're out of order.
I'm not. I'm answering. She's
I'm
asking me a question.
No. I didn't ask anybody a question.
So,
I'm just stating.
Yeah, I need to be that
point of order. Who is that for point of order?
Jose Luis,
what's your point of order?
Two. One, I'd like to get on with the business of the day. Two, I would like you to admonish, with the risk of censure, to the WBAI director that keeps interrupting and bringing up the dilatory remarks.
Okay, so we're not interrupting each other and not until you recognize. Speak only when you're recognized and not speak until you recognize.
Manager,
the secretary of point of order,
please.
Brian, you have
Manager.
Brian, you have a point of order.
I'm sorry, Tony, can you hear me?
Yes, you had a serene.
Tony, manager, please.
A point of procedure. People who make
manager, I don't know what you're calling for. You're calling for a point of order, point of information, just saying manager. I don't know what that means.
I need to be on your list. I need to be recognized.
Well, are you calling for a point of order or a point of information?
I am calling for a point for an information.
Okay, we got a point of order that was listed first.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair, as a point of procedure, something of an emergency nature.
Yes, Serene.
Would you remind members that when they make motions or points of order, they need to email them? Otherwise, they don't count.
Okay, could you email? Could you follow instructions of the secretary?
Sure.
I heard Brian.
Brian. Point of information, please.
No,
first
of all,
I had a point of order from Brian.
Probably isn't true, but I'll do it anyway.
Brian, you had a point of order? Hello?
Brian,
did you have a point of order?
well.
Okay.
This is Carolyn.
Carolyn, with a point of information, please.
Carolyn, what's your point of information?
Yeah, I would like the Secretary to cite the portion of the bylaws that require us to submit a motion in writing before it's even considered. I don't believe there is any such rule, and if there is, I stand corrected, but I don't believe there is. I appreciate the citation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's not in the bylaws. It's not in the bylaws, and it wouldn't be in the bylaws. It's just that we've had several incidents where people state a motion, revise it several times, and then want to argue when the minutes are presented about what they actually said and when they said it and what they intended. So we'll keep it clean, send your stuff in writing.
Well, we'll
keep
it clean. That does not make it, that does not make it a standing rule. I'm sorry.
Let's not have that.
Not appropriate. Thank you.
Marisa, you have a point of information?
Yes. Concerning the issue of, you know, the chair, since we have this problem with Luzette leaving when Tony is on, would it be advisable to have the runner-up, George Ryder, during this time to be the chair so we do not marginalize and basically make ineffective one of the board members?
That's not
point of order,
Chair. Bylaws, but point of order.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Benito to this tank.
This is Kim. I have a point of information.
And I have a point of order still
order.
Waiting.
So, you got a point of order?
Yes, sir. There may be some people, you know, on this call that I don't particularly like, and they may not be. It's likely not to be. But if I didn't particularly like somebody, that's not a good enough reason for me to excuse myself from a responsibility as a director to this foundation. So people need to knock it off.
Okay, Hank, you had a point of
information. And
point of information after Hank, please.
Yeah. Manager, point of personal privilege.
Hank, you had a point of order.
Yes, I would like the Secretary to cite where in Robert's rules or in the bylaws that it says we have to turn our points of order in, as stated just a few minutes ago.
She just responded to that, and that wasn't the...
No, she never responded to that. That's a different question.
But
she asked...
That is precisely what I responded to.
No. You responded to a question about motions. I'm talking about points of order, which you asked us to submit in writing.
This is Lydia with a point of order.
Oh, can I get an answer to my question?
I was after Hank. Point of order.
Can I still get an answer to my question?
Lydia hasn't spoken. Lydia, what's your point of order?
Wait a minute.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Stop the meeting until you get this question answered. You can't just pass over my point of order.
Shireen, would you want to respond again to his point?
To my question. She responded to a question about submitting motion.
Shireen, did you want to respond again? Shireen?
My position is, and I thought we had established this earlier in the year, so I don't understand why.
I'm not asking about motions.
Hank, you can't ask me. Hank.
You can answer a question and act as if you've answered my question.
Hank, you're out of order. You got to let her respond.
I'm not. She specifically said that we have to send our points of order in writing.
She's responding. That's her response. Serene, could you finish your response?
I want folks to put their stuff in writing because there's too much revisionism happening on this board.
Revisionism? Point of information.
Well, I'm afraid we cannot
point
have been interrupting too many people.
Before this
you haven't
baloney
been recognized.
Language.
Well,
you haven't been recognized.
Even when you're not answering it.
Revisionism.
Serene, have you finished?
Yes, point of order.
Too many people are talking at once. Serene had the floor. Serene?
I think the term is cacophony. Hank, if you ask a question, common sense requires and courtesy requires that you not speak when I try to answer.
Every time you answer, you're talking about motions.
Hank, you're out of order. We're not having these discussions with each other.
Serene, could you just respond? Serene,
Has
you finished responding? We've had too many people talking.
To let yourself sit down and shut up.
Carolyn Burton on a point of order.
Serene has the floor.
Conduct it correctly or don't conduct it.
Okay, Serene has the floor. Did you finish responding, Serene? Just respond, Serene.
Can you order her to respond to my question?
Thank you. Serene, do you want to finish responding?
Okay. I think the term is cacophony to describe what happens sometimes on this board, where 12 people are making points. You can correct it later, dear. 12 people are making points at the same time. It is impossible for anyone to keep track of points of order and points of information and points of privilege where people haven't even been named. You know, that goes on. That's happening. I'm speaking.
I am burdened for a point of order, please.
I'm done.
For a point of order.
I'm done.
Jose Fuentes, point of order, KPFA.
Pretend to answer something by not answering it.
Lydia, what was your point of order?
Point of order, please.
Kim was before Lydia.
No,
I don't know if you can hear Adriana.
No, Kim was before
Tony?
Lydia.
Tony?
Kim, I got Tony? You next. Lydia, what's your point of order?
And my Adriana point? Is trying to be heard.
Okay. Lydia, what is your point of order?
My point of order is that this is a special meeting to be convened about the bylaws, and I move to approve the agenda and then put myself back on the stack in order to move my amendment. Thank you.
I second the motion.
I want to be on the stack as well.
Benito, I second the motion.
Okay.
Benito was not recognized.
Point of order.
Could everybody stop at once? You're talking at the same time. We'll get to Lydia's motion once we finish all of these.
This is what happens when everyone misbehaves.
Kim, you had a point of order next. Kim?
Okay. First of all, Lydia's motion was out of order. Second of all, it's a courtesy to email our motions to Serene. She can avail herself of the audio if she wants to hear what happened. It's just a courtesy that we email her. And third of all, I have asked Margie to give us an update, a written report on the offer on KPFT and WBAI, and she has not done that. I would like her to do that to the full PNB board.
Okay.
That is not her personal information.
Jose Luis, you had a point of order.
I am asking the chair to call out Director Hank Lamb's name and caution him about his obnoxious behavior of interrupting without being called and have the secretary...
Carolyn Burton, what's your point of order?
It's also in print.
Yes, I think that both, and I'm going to commit a parliamentary faux pas here, both Mr. Fuentes and Ms. Roberts are out of order by naming people directly or indirectly. Their conversation should be with you, the chair, not with each other, and they may not ask you to call somebody out by name. The procedure is if you find that somebody's out of order because someone called up your attention, you may say that that's out of order, but another member may not call and direct you to name them in the bylaws. That is your prerogative. And I'd like us to continue a little bit more carefully and not be so quick to name people and blame them. Thank you.
We're going to have to move on with the orders of the day. Lydia made a motion. We got to get to the agenda. Lydia made a motion to approve the agenda, and she had amendment.
Mr. Chair, Adriana has been trying to speak for some time.
Point of order.
Adriana, did you have a point of information or point of order?
Point of order.
Yes, what's your point of order, Adriana?
Mr. Chair, please, I ask all the members to respect the one that is on the floor. I will not yell trying to cover other people's voices. Please respect the rest of the directors and the listeners that are trying to understand what we are doing here. Thank you.
Okay, now we all move. There was a motion made by Lydia to approve
point
the
of order.
She had amendments.
Point of order.
Point of order.
This is Kim.
Yes, what's your point of order?
That motion was out of order. She was not. She was recognized as a point of order not to make a motion.
I made my point of order, and I put myself
thank
back
you.
On the stage. She called on me yet.
She wanted to come back. I called on her later. So
okay.
Right now, to make the
she
amendment.
She wanted to be on the stack. Lydia, she was on the stack. She was the first on the stack. Lydia?
And
yes,
was
okay,
the second.
So my amendments, which I sent out yesterday and today, at least I sent out two today and just repeated one of them today, which I'm driving, so I can't read it, but everybody has a copy of it. And it is just reordering the order that we consider the bylaws with a time certain adjournment at 10:45 Eastern. And then my second amendment has to do with recording the roll call votes on the bylaws in the minutes. Those are my
okay.
two amendments to the agenda.
Okay. Lydia made her amendments. I remember, was it Benito seconded?
Yes.
So we have an amendment on the table by Lydia. You all should have it in writing. Lydia, you want to motivate your amendment?
Well, yes. It's just that the order on the website was just as they were received and so forth. And the more order is to consider those amendments that might impact the ones following them. And so it only makes sense that we do it as I sent it. That's the closest that I came to some logical order of considering the bylaws.
Okay, that was Lydia's amendment to the agenda. Is there anyone speaking in favor?
I had two, but this is the first.
Okay, is there anyone who wishes to speak against Lydia's amendment? You want to speak
Richard.
In favor of Lydia? Richard?
Richard would.
Burton? Yes.
I'd like to ask Ms. Brazan if she has done some of these bylaws and then written by her.
Yes, of course.
Wouldn't it be reasonable to think that you put together some addition that would be a stronger case for your points and not everybody else's? It seemed like we ought to do it in a order that's neutral. And that order would be how they came in. I'm against this
okay.
motion. Thank you.
Okay. Can we put point of order here? Can we get a timer? Because we only have you got to spend 30 minutes on this agenda. So who's going to take the time? Does anyone want to take the time? Do we have anyone to take the time? Second time. Does anyone
Brian,
want to
I can run off and get a stopwatch. Hold on a minute.
Brian is going to take the time. We only have 30 minutes on this item. On the agenda, and we're starting at, I'd say 9 o'clock.
Mr. Chair?
Who is that, Lydia?
This is Lydia. Since
yes.
Director Uzel invoked my name, I would like to respond. He asked me a question about authoring them. I did author them, but the first two that I put on the agenda, one of which was also authored in another amendment by others, and on the second one that I listed high on the list was a motion that the writer authored as a result of a governance committee motion. So it's not like I'm prioritizing all of my amendments up at the top or anything. So it makes no sense. So we're going to cover them all, so it doesn't make any difference except that some of them complement the other because they're parts of the other.
Okay, Brian, are you back with your stopwatch?
Yeah, what is it, 90 seconds a speaker?
Yes. Is there anyone who won't speak in favor of Lydia's amendment?
Benito,
yes.
You know, there are, as Lydia said, there are several amendments on the same or similar issues. or covering different parts of or very, you know, elements of the same issue, such as, for instance, the reducing the size of the PMB. So it makes logical sense that we should deal with all of the amendments, no matter who wrote them. And the different people wrote different, I think there are at least two basic motions about reducing the size of the PMB. We should deal with all of them together so that all of the directors have the ability or have the opportunity to consider the various ways that that different directors thought that they that the size could be reduced, and then that way they can decide what makes more sense to them or not, you know. And then again, there are other amendments, such as Lydia also said, that are dependent upon and related to the main motions about reducing the size of the PMB that make no sense unless you consider them, you know,
time.
Together with or after, yeah, after the basic motion, the basic amendment.
Is there anyone who wants to speak against Lydia's amendment? No other person speaking against.
This is Hank.
Hank, you speaking against Lydia's amendment?
Yes, that's the idea.
Okay, Hank.
Well, you know, in all fairness, it seems that they should be considered as they came in, rather than having them moved to whether they support another amendment or not support another amendment. We're grown-ups. We can figure out which ones support which. We have plenty of people weighing in on it, giving us emails about it, pros, cons, et cetera. But to have this decided essentially by one person, I'm not saying that it's not a good way to do it, but a better way and a more fair way is to have each one as it came in and then have each person that proposed it stand and speak for it.
Is there anyone who wants to speak in favor of one more person?
Go to a vote.
No one in favor? Okay, now we'll go to the vote on Lydia's amendment to the agenda. Lydia, you want to repeat your amendment?
Well, I sent it out. I'm still barely pulling it to my, which is simply to, well, everybody has to look at their email. I can't read the whole thing because I said I'm driving. I'm just barely pulling it. But anyway.
Mr. Chair, I can read it.
So it's just.
Brian can read it. Brian,
okay, great. Thank you.
Her proposed order is 1, at-large directors, 2, doubling the frequency of bylaw amendments, 3, amendment concerning in-person meetings, 4, restriction of LSB treasurer position, 5, reduce the size of LSBs, 6, reduce affiliate directors by 1, 7, reduce the size of the PNB equilateral, 8, update notice requirements, 9, foundation name change, 10, concerning meeting notice, 11, proportional reduction in size of the PNB, 12, election of station representative directors, only if 10 passes.
And there's also a different time limit to each one.
I think you have time limits on those, or time for adjournment on those.
What point of information?
Yes, Carolyn, what's your point of information?
Yeah, my understanding is that there's no debate on these, that they cannot be, the language cannot be changed. So I
That's
don't think it's going to take
much.
Excuse me if I can make finish without interruption. Wait and politely until I finish my question. I would appreciate it.
Okay.
I understand that there's no debate and that the time limitations are probably quite accurate. The time is probably for a roll call vote. So I don't see that there's any point to debating these at any length. Maybe we should just get moving on them. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, before you respond.
Doreen?
Yeah. My understanding is that there is no amendment to the proposed amendment. since we've already given notice of very specific language, but there absolutely must be discussion.
Okay, yes, and that's, we're not going to have debate on that. We just, we're reading the time was up on that amendment, and we're going to go to the vote on it. Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Brian Edwards Teague?
Yes.
Jose Luis Render? Jose Luis? Can't hear you. Yeah. Janet Colbin?
Pass.
Margie Gilkin?
I vote yes.
Yeah. Rodrigo Aldeca? Candy, are you Olivia Bazan?
Yes.
Tim Kaufman?
No.
Ron Jones?
Yes, I vote yes.
Adriana Casane?
Yes.
Hank Lamb? Candy, are you Hank? George Ryder?
No.
Yes.
Sorry, Hank. No. Hank says no, and George says yes.
Yes. And I'm here.
And Richard, you? Yes, thank you. Richard Uzzell?
No.
Marilyn Burden?
No.
Janet Coleman? Can't hear you, Janet. Green passes. Manager, Abbas?
No.
Was that you, Janet?
Yes, no.
Janet,
I vote
Hank,
no. No.
Jim Brown?
Yes.
Benito Diaz?
Oh, yes.
Lizette King? Lizette, are you there? Compound one. Heather Gray? Heather Gray?
No.
Going back, Jose Luis. Jose Luis, my secretary.
Yes. Hijo de no hay nadie ahora, jefe. Okay. Otra vez, no sé, dale.
Rodrigo, I'm sorry, Janet Colbin, you passed.
This is yes, Rodrigo.
Janet votes no, Rodrigo votes
no,
yes.
No, Janet did not vote no, somebody jumped in. Oh, I abstain.
Thank you. Rodrigo, how do you wish to vote?
Yes.
Thank you.
Point of order?
No,
not in the middle of the vote.
I understand your point of order.
Three votes yes. Chair?
Yes.
One moment, please. I realize, Lizette, I did not hear you. Are you there?
Got off the call.
Oh, okay. Chair, the vote is 11-7-1. Do you wish to vote?
No.
Okay, the vote is 11-7-1. The motion passes.
Okay, Kim, you had a point of order.
Well, first of all, I have a different count. If we can get the count again, and I think I was, my point of order was that the secretary did not call herself until she counted the votes. I think she should be, you know, voting along with everybody else.
Honest, yes.
Mr. Chair, I passed. I said I passed. After I said I passed, Janet Coleman was then heard, and then we moved on to Manage. But I had already indicated that I was passing. The member is incorrect. The vote count, voting yes, Brian, Edwards Tigert, Jose Luis Fuentes, Margie Wilkinson, Rodrigo Argueta, Lydia Brazón, Lawrence Reyes, Adriana Casanave, George Ryder, Serene Roberts, Jim Brown, Benito Diaz. Voting no. Kim Kaufman.
I'm getting 10, so I couldn't, you went a little
Brian
fast.
Edwards Tigert, Jose Luis Fuentes.
Okay, well, I'm
repeating the yeses for her more slowly. Brian Edwards Tigert, Jose Luis Fuentes, Margie Wilkinson, Rodrigo Argueta, Lydia Brazón, Lawrence Reyes, Adriana Casanave, George Ryder, Serene Roberts, Jim Brown, Benito Diaz.
I have 12, Serene. It's Tony Norman.
Tony did not vote, I thought he said. Did you vote, Tony?
He voted first. He said no.
I'm sorry. That's what?
No, I didn't vote.
Okay. Voting no. Kim Kaufman, Hank Lamb, Richard Uzel, Carolyn Burden, Janet Coleman, Manjay Sabah, and Heather Gray.
Okay.
Abstaining was Janet Coburn.
Okay, amendment passes. Lydia, you want to motivate your second amendment?
Yes, the second amendment is simply to make sure that we have the votes on each of the amendments of the bylaws amendments recorded in the minutes so that the roll call is part of the minutes. Thank you.
Okay, is there any objection to this amendment? No objection to the amendment? Okay, that amendment passes.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to be recognized.
Yes, Hank?
You all have in writing already my motion to remove Margie as the chair, and I submit that motion at this time, although I would like it placed before anything at the next meeting, even setting the agenda, because it will affect setting the agenda.
We're taking amendments to the agenda. You're amending the agenda to do what?
No, he's just noticing.
I'm making a motion.
You're making a motion to do what?
You have the motion in writing, so what I'm making the motion for, you already know. What I'm making the motion in addition to that is to make it before the setting of the agenda in the very next meeting.
Draft agenda.
You're noticing that for the next meeting? You're noticing that
the agenda.
Of the next meeting?
Yes, of the next meeting, because it will affect the setting of the agenda, as it has numerous times this year so far.
Well, if you're just noticing it, we don't need to vote on your noticing.
No, I'm making a motion currently.
You're making a motion to do what? To amend the agenda?
No, to include it in the draft agenda.
I don't know what all the questions are.
Yeah.
I'm confused with why it's relevant to what we are now. What are you trying to do now?
It doesn't have to be relevant. I'm making a separate motion. No, it doesn't. The previous motion was already handled. Then I got the floor, and I made a motion. You can make a motion any time. A director can make a motion at any time. And it's not about this agenda. It's about the substance of the motion.
So what are you moving to do? Yeah. I'm asking you. What are you moving? I'm confused. What are you trying to
do? Okay. Mr. Chair, this is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Lydia.
Okay. So he's noticing a motion, and his adjunct motion is simply to make sure that it's added to the draft agenda for the next meeting. That is sent
I'm
out.
I'm asking that it go before anything, before the setting of the agenda next time or anything. It doesn't even have to be on the draft agenda. I'm asking that it come before the agenda in the next meeting because it affects the setting of the agenda, as it has in numerous meetings this year.
Is that a motion?
Point of order, Brian.
I second it.
Brian,
I second the motion.
Brian, what's your point of order, Brian?
So you're totally correct that Hank giving notice does not require a vote of the body. However, setting the agenda for next week's meeting is out of order when today's agenda is what's on the floor.
It is not. Yes. You can make a motion at any time, and you know that. You said it before in meetings yourself.
If you're noticing it, Hank, I'm going to rule your motion out of order because we are on the present agenda.
I'm not noticing it. I'm making the motion now for it to be voted on now.
I'm ruling your motion out of order because we're discussing the agenda now.
I differ with your discretion in this matter, sir.
Well, we're on the agenda now, and I'm making a ruling.
Robert's rules allow me to make a motion at any time during the meeting. I'm making a motion.
No, your motion is ruled out of order because we're on the agenda now, and you're trying to notice an agenda for another meeting, and the motion is out of order.
No, I'm trying to get it voted on this meeting.
Well, I've ruled the motion out of order. If you want to overrule the chair, you can
request
it. I'm trying
to overrule the chair. I've just said that.
CPSCS.org is how you
okay. It's been a motion. He's been moving to overrule the chair. Is there a second?
There's no debate.
There's no debate because it's a procedural motion.
This is a motion
to overrule the chair. Okay? Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes, I'm sorry. Point of order.
That's not correct.
I did not hear a second to Hank's motion. Who is second?
Was there a second to Hank's motion?
Kim, I seconded. This is Kim, I seconded.
Yeah, Carolyn, I seconded it.
I already seconded it.
So, Madam Secretary, can you call a roll on the
point of order?
George, point of order, please.
George, what's your point of order?
Points of order are, in fact, debatable.
That's right.
Not when it's procedural. Well, not when it's, what do you
point
say?
Point of order.
Not when it's convenient.
When it pertains to the priority order of business. I think that's the case here.
That's incorrect. I'm sitting here with Roberts right in front of me, the cheat sheet that was handed out in D.C.
Well, we're making a ruling that the motion is out of order, and I don't think it's debatable because it's procedural. He's trying to amend the agenda.
And then we just...
I'm not trying to amend the agenda.
That's where we are.
Point of order.
No,
Benito,
let's
point of order.
It's not debatable. Benito, it's not debatable.
Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call the roll on the overruling of the chair?
If you support the chair's ruling, please vote yes. Brian Edwards Tigert.
Yes.
Jose Fuentes.
Yes.
Annette Coburn.
No.
Margie Wilkinson.
I pass.
Rodrigo Agueta.
Yes.
Lydia Bresson.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman.
No.
Lawrence Reyes.
Yes. Lawrence votes yes.
Got you. Adriana Castanez.
Yes.
Hank Lamb.
No.
George Ryder. Richard Uzzell.
No.
Carolyn Burden.
Burden votes no.
Janice Coleman.
No.
Serene Roberts votes yes. Manager Sabah.
No.
Jim Brown.
Yes.
Benito Diaz.
Yes.
Heather Gray.
No.
Margie, you passed.
I abstain.
One moment, please. The vote is 9 yes, 8 no, 2 abstentions. The chair may vote, although the issue is upholding the chair.
No, I will not vote. So, is there any more amendments to the agenda? We will now move to... There's been a motion to move to approve the agenda as amendment. We'll now go to the agenda as amended. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Is there an objection?
Is there any objection to the agenda as amended?
Yes, there is.
Brian Edwards Speaker.
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
Yes.
Janet Coburn.
Pass.
Margie Wilkinson.
Yes.
May I ask the person who's typing to mute until we get to them? Thanks. Rodrigo Argueta.
Yes.
Thank you. Lydia Bazan. Thank you. Got you. Lydia Bazan.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman.
No.
Lawrence Reyes.
Lauren Fultz, yes.
Thank you. Adriana Casanez.
Yes.
Hank Lamb. Hank, can't hear you.
I abstain.
Okay. George Ryder.
Yes.
Richard Uzel.
No.
Carolyn Burden.
No.
Janet Coleman.
No.
Irene Roberts votes yes. Manjé Sabah. Manjé, can't hear you. Jim Brown.
No.
Manjé votes no. Jim Brown. Can't hear you, Jim. Benito Diaz.
Yes.
Jim votes yes.
Okay, thank you, Jim. Heather Gray.
No.
Janet Coburn.
Abstain.
One moment, please. The vote is 11-6-2. Do you wish to vote, Chair?
Yes, I vote in favor of the agenda.
Okay, 12-6-2. The agenda is approved. Amended agenda is approved.
Okay, now we'll go to the first item on the agenda, which is the first amendment to the bylaw, which is at-large directors. We have 5 minutes on this item. Lydia, do you want to motivate? Is this your...
Yes, and I know that there's another amendment within an amendment that also has the same effect, and so I hope this can be passed easily. But we've never used the at-large, and it obviously has the potential to abuse it. And at a time when we have amendments from all sides proposing that we reduce board sizes, it's counterintuitive to go ahead and leave the at-large seat just out there dangling. And, you know, given the nature of our foundation, there are also the increasing suspicions that it could be used to stack the board. That's less of my concern than it is the size of the board. So there you go. As I said, there are two. So I just hopefully we can just go to a vote on this.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have a stack for discussion on this amendment?
Point yes, one against.
Point of information.
Yes, George, your point of information.
Would someone read it? I don't actually have access to the website.
Okay. Does someone wonder who has it in front of them want to read the amendment?
This is Brian. I can pull it up. But, George, if you're going to need that on every one, some of these are quite lengthy.
Perhaps if someone
this
could
one's short.
Email.
Yeah, this one's short. Hold on a second.
Next one is, too.
It's attached to everyone's agendas also. Yes.
Oh, is it? Well, maybe I've got it then. Just a moment.
It's the one that I sent out, George. Not the one marked short, but the other one that just says draft open agenda.
When was that sent?
Yesterday.
Yesterday and again this morning.
Okay, great. Thank you.
It's on page 16 of 22. It's item 8 on the agenda. Do you still need it read?
Well, I haven't found it yet, so
well,
yes.
Well, we should read it. It's short, Brian. Just read it.
Okay. You want me to read just what the new language would be, George, or the before and after?
Yes, the new language.
Okay.
What new language? No, it's just deleting that section.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, so it's deleting Article 5, Section A and B regarding nomination and election of at-large directors.
That's correct.
Do you want the language of the passages that are being struck?
Yeah,
Just very short.
George?
Yes.
Okay. Section A nomination says, in the event that the board resolves that there shall be 23 foundation directors, the maximum number of directors permitted under these bylaws, then there shall be one at-large director elected each year. Candidates for the election as an at-large director shall be nominated by majority vote of the delegates from a minimum of 3 radio stations, with the delegates from each station voting separately by station area. Nominations shall close on February 15th each year and shall be submitted in writing by that date to the foundation secretary, together with the nominee's resume and a statement of his or her interest in serving as a director of the foundation. The foundation secretary shall forward to all directors all materials submitted supporting each nominee not later than March 1st. Section B, election. As the second order of business at the board meeting in March of each year in which an at-large director is to be elected, the directors present and voting, excluding any then current affiliate representatives or at-large directors from the vote, shall elect one at-large director from the nominees submitted by the delegates using the instant runoff voting method. The at-large director shall serve for a one-year term, which shall commence immediately upon his or her election. And the amendment is to strike the two passages I just read.
Brian, thank you.
We only have 5 minutes on this item. Would someone want to speak against it? Anyone speaking against
this
amendment?
Yes.
Who is that, Carolyn?
Yes, Carol. Yeah.
Carolyn. We have a timer?
Yes.
Brian?
Okay. I'm timing, yes.
Carolyn, yes.
Yes, well, that was put into the bylaws for a very good reason. And even though we've never taken advantage of it, I hate to agree with the maker of the motion that people who did take advantage of it will be doing so for nefarious reasons. We do need some special help, and sometimes we could use a director with some special expertise. For instance, an honest lawyer or a independent real estate broker to advise us on matters in which nobody else on the board has a lot of expertise. So if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I see no reason to remove this. It would weaken the power of the board to call in expert help if necessary. We could vote someone in for a year, and when the need passed, that person would no longer be on the board or not. But I can see where we could actually use, and in past time we should have perhaps called on people to be members of the board because we need their expertise and nobody on the board has it. We are a great many well-meaning amateurs on the board, but we could use some specialized help once in a while. So I would just leave it the way it is. Thank you.
This is Lydia.
And Benito.
Mr. Chair, we're at time for this item.
Okay.
Okay. Time is up for this item. Okay, you all have the amendment in front of you. We'll now go to the vote. Madam Secretary, you want to call a vote on this amendment?
Sure. Brian Edwards-Siegert?
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes?
Pass.
Janet Coburn?
No.
Margie Wilkinson?
Yes.
Rodrigo Agueta?
Yes.
Lydia Brazón?
Yes.
Kim Kaufman? Kim, I can't hear you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, thank you. Lawrence Reyes?
Lawrence Holt, yes.
Adriana Casanez?
Yes.
Hank Lamb? Can't hear you, Hank. George Ryder?
Abstain.
George Abstain?
Yeah, Hank. Both of us did.
Okay, got it. Richard Uzel?
Abstain.
Carolyn Burden?
No.
Janet Coleman?
No.
Serene passes. Manager Sabha? Can't hear you, Manager.
No.
Thank you. Jim Brown?
Yes.
Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Heather Gray?
No.
Going back to the top, Jose Luis Fuentes. Jose Luis, I didn't hear you.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Oh, you had passed. I'm sorry.
Point of order.
We're going to have to clear the vote. We'll take your point of order when we finish the vote.
Kim Coffman.
Sorry.
Abstain.
Serena abstains. One moment, please.
Point of order while she's counting.
We'll take your, whoever that point of order, we'll take.
This is Lydia.
We'll take your point of order when we finish.
Point of. It's relevant to the vote before it's announced.
Yeah, but me too, but it needs a point of information.
My point of order is that it was not announced that 12 votes are required to pass an amendment.
Okay.
It's not a majority of those present. It's a majority of the full 22 body, and that should have been announced before the vote was taken.
Okay.
Benito, with point of information or clarification.
Is this relevant to the vote?
Yeah, it's about the vote.
Yes, Benito.
So I don't think, at least I did not hear George vote and Hank announced that he and George were abstaining, but
George,
I didn't
vote.
Hear George.
I did abstain.
Okay.
Yeah.
Madam Secretary, did you?
I did complete the count, but I think that Director Brazan is correct that we should have clarified for all directors, for everyone listening as well, that. The threshold for revising bylaws is a majority of the board, not just a majority of those present at the meeting.
Okay, we've clarified that, and we haven't announced the final results yet. Anyone
right.
can change their vote.
I'm sorry, but
different. They can
well,
still change their vote.
I'm wondering if it might not be simpler to redo the call.
Okay, we can redo the vote.
Information. Point of information.
Yes. Who is that, Carolyn? Yes.
Carolyn, yes. No, I'm sorry. The directors were all advised of this online more than once. So I think it's facetious and perhaps a bit manipulative to redo a vote simply on those grounds. The listeners may not have been aware of it, but they're not voting. And the directors were advised of this ruling online several times. So I see no reason to redo the vote. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to go with that logic. If anyone wants to change their vote, they still can do it because we haven't announced the final vote yet. So, Madam Secretary, could you tally the final vote?
The vote is 9-5-5, which is to say this amendment failed, regardless of your vote, and you are entitled to vote, Mr. Chair.
Order of the day.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Okay.
I vote yes.
Okay, so that makes it 10-5-5, and it fails.
Okay. We go on to the next amendment. Do you want to motivate the next amendment? I think we have how many minutes?
That would be George.
I'm sorry.
Who sent the email with the agenda with the bylaws amendments on it? What was the email address that it was sent from? I can't found it.
Oh, Lord.
I sent it through the PNB list, I think, on Tuesday and this morning.
So I should look at PNB list? Is that correct?
No, to PNB@pacifica.org. So you should look for my name.
George, I just sent it to you again.
Thank you. Thank you, Hillary.
Okay, you know, this is the amendment of doubling the frequency of the bylaw amendment. We have 10 minutes on this item.
Okay. This is Lydia. If you need it read, I can read it, and George can motivate.
Is it short? You can read it?
Yeah, I'll read the rationale.
Okay.
The proposed amendment seeks to increase the number of annual bylaws amendment periods from the current one once per year to twice per year. The purpose is to facilitate such changes by increasing the objective opportunities for members, LSBs, and the PMB to propose and enact such changes. LSBs and the PMB are often overwhelmed with other work, and as a result, the annual bylaws amendment process creeps up on us. Filing deadlines are missed, and we end up having to wait until the following year when the cycle repeats itself. Shortening the length of time in between amendment periods would help keep the timeline on people's minds and schedules. The end result would be bylaws that more accurately reflect current Pacifica reality and needs. And this is Article 17, Section 1. And George can motivate.
Point of information.
Yes, Kim, what's your point of information?
What number on the agenda is it?
Well, number 2. Doubling the frequency of bylaws amendments.
No. On the one that Serene sent out.
12.
Number 12. There's the first page of the agenda lists the 12 amendments. The other 20-something pages give the detail in terms of the text.
I understand, but we're going
by the amendment. 12.
We're going by the amendment.
Kim, number 12.
Thank you.
Okay. George,
it begins on page 22.
Well, let me. I think what was read is an adequate motivation. Let me just say that our experience has been that it's been very difficult even to get the amendment process completed when we had just one. We just failed to do one just recently. People didn't pick it up, and it happened when I was chair. I just couldn't get people to pay attention to this. And it's important everybody understands that we need to be somehow massaging these bylaws. This is intended to give us more opportunity to do that, to keep it in front of us. We get more time to, you know, if it doesn't work one time, you can bring it back again and see if maybe there's been some consensus built. So I strongly support this, and so did the Governance Committee.
Does anyone else want to speak on the stack on this amendment? No one else?
Benito.
Benito.
You know, we just went through a process at all these various LSBs, and specifically at PFW, where, you know, we were trying to participate in the process, and folks were not very clear about what that process is and timelines and this and that. And there was confusion. First of all, there was confusion amongst the PMB members. There's even more confusion amongst LSB members, and I would imagine amongst the listener members and programmers and paid staff. So it's all so for all those reasons. I think that what George and Lydia are both saying makes absolute sense. You know, we have to give ourselves as many opportunities as possible to try to get this stuff on people's radar and get it passed and have some discussion amongst not only amongst the PMB members but maybe even more important amongst the members of the LSB.
Okay. Any other discussion on this amendment?
This is Lawrence. I'd like to be
right.
Yes. Yeah. So the Governance Committee overwhelmingly supports this amendment. So I just want to encourage my colleagues to also support it.
Thank you. Any further discussion on this amendment? No further discussion. We will remind the members that it requires 12 affirmative votes to pass this amendment. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Brian Edward Seeger. Sorry, can you hear Brian Edward Seeger?
Brian votes yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes?
No.
Janet Coburn?
Yes.
Margie Wilkinson?
Yes.
Yes.
Rodrigo Argueta? Can't hear you. Lydia Brethron? Lydia?
Yes.
Thank you. Kim Kaufman?
Pass.
Kim Kaufman?
Yes.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes.
Lawrence votes yes, chronic.
Adriana Castanev?
Yes.
Hank Lamb?
Yes.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Richard Uzzell?
Pass.
Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
Janet Coleman?
Pass.
Doreen Roberts votes yes. Manager Sabah?
Yes.
Jim Brown? Jim Brown? Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Jim Brown, yes.
Thank you, Jim. Heather Gray?
Yes.
Going back, Kim Kaufman, you passed.
Abstain.
Rodrigo, I guess I did not hear you. Pound pound one if you're muted. Richard Uzzell?
Yes.
Janet Coleman?
Maybe it'll work, yes.
One moment, please. I have 16-1-1, Chair. Do you wish to vote?
Yes, I'll vote yes for the amendment.
Okay, 17-1-1. The amendment passes.
What was the vote again?
17-1-1.
Thanks.
Okay, the amendment passes. We go on to the next amendment to the bylaws, which is number 4, restriction of LA.
Number 3.
Bylaws amendment concerning in-person meetings of the PNB. Who made this amendment? Who wished to speak?
This is Lydia.
15 minutes. You want to motivate this amendment?
Yes. This is the third year I have brought this amendment, and when I first brought it in 2011, it was following the 2010 year when the board had spent $110,000 at in-person meetings. And so although I actually think that there's a significant value to in-person meetings, for sure, but given the fiscal state of the foundation, I think that since we haven't had more than two since 2011, we haven't been able to afford it, that we need to amend the bylaws so that it fits our reality, which means it's not a reduction in the number of meetings. It simply says that based on whatever the circumstances are, we can have 1 to 4. So, you know, if there's a year that we are flush with money and we want to revamp all the bylaws all at once or do whatever we want to do, we might have 4. But right now, that's clearly not the case. And so I strongly urge that we stop tempting fate and instead write bylaws that we are actually in compliance with. It is, we know for a fact, given how late it is just for this year, that we're not going to have 4 meetings this year. So I urge that we pass this amendment. Thank you.
Anyone wish to speak? Anybody else on the staff at this minute?
Yeah, Hank.
Yes. Hank?
And Carolyn.
Mm-hmm. Hank? And then Carolyn?
Well, I agree with all this reasoning.
but I disagree with moving in the direction. Let me say, for me, this is like lowering the standard on reaching quorum. It's dumbing down what we should be doing, which is raising the money to do these things and other things. We spend so much time concentrating on saving money here and there that we don't do any raising money. It took until our last meeting to even get raising money brought up in a meeting. And it's put off. So I think while I agree we can't afford it, I also agree we can't afford the other things that we spend more money on, much more money on, like antennas or lawyers or HR for that matter, when we could use common sense and common sense judgment to make these decisions and not get ourselves in trouble in the first place. So I urge people to begin moving in the right direction, which is to not lower our standards every time, but to begin doing the things that it takes to keep standards up.
Yeah, I'm
done.
Fill in, Brian?
Carolyn, on the set?
Yes, Carol.
Although I, if you're thinking one for and one against, I am against this motion. The reason is, Hank's reasons are excellent and couldn't be improved on, but there is another reason not to change the possibility of face-to-face meetings. Sometimes these in-person meetings, given our election structure, are the only chance we get to meet new members, to meet each other. And if we have to work together all year on the phone, it's imperative that we actually meet face-to-face and talk and hammer out issues. The other question is that otherwise we don't get the opportunity that we get face-to-face meetings in any other way to meet, discuss, think about it, next morning pick it up again at breakfast, redo the arguments with the same people and toss it around. I think the face-to-face meetings are absolutely invaluable, and anybody who is trying to do away with them might be very comfortable working with the same cozy in-group that was elected last year and may be elected next year, but there are new people, and they need to be brought into the way the board works, and they need to meet other members of the board and not left out in the cold to be felt, to be treated as if they were strangers. So these meetings are absolutely crucial, and I agree with Hank. We need to find ways to make four meetings a year possible, not adapt ourselves to the lowest common denominator. Thank you.
Brian?
Benito to the set. Close.
So we got Brian next, and then Benito.
And Serene, if there's time.
And Serene?
So,
Brian?
So I support the amendment. I agree that there's a value to in-person meetings, and the amendment keeps for in-person meetings a year possible, which gives the board an incentive to raise the money if we want to do four in-person meetings a year. But I think there are two things to consider. One is the strain on the national office staff, who do a lot of the legwork before meetings. At four meetings a year, basically, and I know this because I work next door to them. I talk to the people working there. It basically becomes half a full-time job to deal with the logistics for meetings, the bookings, the preparation of board packets. And in our present circumstances, we're having to operate with a skeleton crew at that level. The second is just a question of basic institutional priorities. I work at one of our radio stations. I have seen over the past few years people who are cherished by our listeners laid off because there wasn't enough money available in years when the board spent more than $100,000 on its own plane tickets and catered meals and hotel rooms for its meetings. And I think we have to ask ourselves, when push comes to shove, and it has certainly come to shove under our present fiscal circumstances, Are we an institution that exists to produce radio, or are we an institution that exists to produce governance?
Okay, Benita.
That's me. George for the stack.
My name's George.
Janet C. for the stack.
Okay, we only have 15 minutes on this, but we'll go with Benito.
All right, so I agree with most of what Carolyn and Hank said. However, I don't think that they are speaking to the purpose of this amendment. I also agree with what Brian said, and he stole a lot of my thunder. If I can finish, no one is proposing that we cut down on the number of meetings. The purpose of the amendment is to give us the flexibility so that we work within our means. And as Brian said, what is more important? Paying staff or paying for meals for board members. But the bottom line is this. As Lydia said, I'm going to repeat what she said and turn it around a little bit. We are in the middle of July. That means that there are 5 months left to this year. And we've only had one a PMB in-person meeting so far. So we got 3 to go. Now, I'm simply going to ask you, y'all, how are we going to do 3 in-person meetings in 5 months? And especially when we didn't hold elections last year under the guise of saving money. And so what do we, and we're talking from what I understand, and I'm not on the elections committee anymore, but the elections committee is saying that they ain't got, okay, I'm just a sentence. The elections committee is saying that they ain't got the money to hold the elections. So what's more important, the elections or, again, plane tickets and whatever for board members?
Got to move on. We got to start.
Okay, that's it.